Right now, we welcome in Chuck Burr. We're going to talk a little bit about a big event coming up here in just a few moments, or just a few days.
Yeah, next week, our annual Water and Crops Field Day again will be the Thursday, August 26th. So invite everybody to come out and hear what we have to show.
I can't believe that's next Thursday already, Chuck. It feels like we were just talking about this a few weeks ago, but really, it's that time of year again.
I know, school's back in session now.
Can you believe it?
Summer's almost over.
I can't believe it. So for those that haven't heard us talk about this event before, Chuck, give us the Reader's Digest if you don't mind.
Yeah, basically it's just a day-long event. Invite everybody in to come and see what research is being done at the West Central Research Extension and Education Center. So we've got specialists in entomology and irrigation management, ag economics, and they'll share what they have to show. Also, we've got participants or speakers coming in from Kansas and down in Lincoln, so a pretty wide range of topics for people interested to come out and just learn more about water and crops and conservation.
I like the pest management area you're going to be talking about with Julie Peterson. I think that's going to be very informative for a lot of folks, and obviously for a lot of producers, but that could be informative for some gardeners as well.
Yeah, and Ron Seymour will be here as well. Ron's an entomologist. He's based in Adams County at Hastings, so him and Julie are talking about beneficial insects and control of crop pests, so that'll be kind of interesting. The other thing is that session will be entitled Precision Conservation Management. So that's kind of a new topic for us. Andrew Little will be down. He's a new specialist in Lincoln. And what he talks about is, you know, there's certain areas of the field that just aren't producing, whether it's soil type or eroded soils or something, might actually be better to plant those areas to grass and bale them or graze them rather than, you know, continuing to pour seed and fertilizer cost into it, not getting much return on their investment.
Okay.
So that also encourages beneficial insects, you know, in that conservation area to move into the corn or the soybeans and control the pests that we don't really want to have in there. So that's kind of a new focus this year. It'll be pretty interesting. Plus, Virginia Jin will be in to talk about soil health management in perennial and annual cropping systems. So soil health is really a fairly new topic in the area. And just learn more about that. You know, what can we do to make the biological activity in the soil increase? And again, that will help control pests and make us more resilient for years like this when it doesn't rain.
I think one of the drawbacks of a small conservation area like you're talking about is always been efficiency. And, you know, how do you plant your crop and then still skip a few spots or put some grassy areas in the field or something like that? So will there be some insights into that?
You know, and now we've got GPS and we can control everything. You know, you can tell your planters to turn off and on and sprayers as they go through different areas of the field.
I
think the technology has allowed us to be able to do that much more efficiently now than even, say, 5 to 10 years ago.
That's interesting.
Wow.
And especially if you can combine that with some beneficial insects, which is kind of a dream and for a lot of farmers, I think,
exactly
to get away from chemicals a little bit and use some beneficial things.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Mother Nature has those beneficial insects for us out there to control these pests that we don't want. We just need to treat them correctly to encourage their growth so that they can do their job.
Sounds fascinating.
Chuck, looking at the agenda here for this big event next week, tell us about the panel you're going to have before the lunch break. It looks like around 11:15-ish.
Yeah, so that will be Julie Peterson's working down in Hays County with several growers down there. Some of it's on CRP acres, you know, right next to adjacent cornfields, and she'll have those producers come in, plus the speakers, you know, that talked earlier in that session, Virginia Jin, Andrew Little, and Julie Peterson and Ron Seymour. So that'll be kind of a panel discussion amongst all of those. And just getting thoughts and ideas from them.
Will there be a little Q&A opportunity for that?
Yeah, that'll be all Q&A.
Awesome. A little question and answer for that. And
yep.
Looking after the lunch break, I see you have Senator Mike Groney providing a legislative update. I'm sure he'll have focus heavily on the impact that the legislature's had on ag in the state. And might talk a little bit about the hot topic of property taxes, too.
Yeah, I don't talk about that, but
Senator
Groney is, you know, really watching out for us. So we appreciate him coming in and spending, you know, a few hours with us and sharing what's going on in the legislature.
Absolutely, yeah. Very informative all the way around looking at this entire agenda, I think, George. A lot of great information and a variety of information on this as well, it looks like.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the full agenda.
Yeah, sorry, I just realized that. As I was saying that, I thought I better share that with you.
But when you're talking about agriculture around here, it's a very informative, you know, there's a lot of information out there, and it hits everybody right in the pocketbook.
Well, and I want to add, too, ag here is diverse in a lot of ways, even for the farmers. Are you planting beans? Are you planting more corn this year? And then you take into consideration ranching, too, and ranching in the Sandhills is a different struggle on its own. So agriculture here in this area, very diverse, Chuck.
Yeah, it really is, and that's really an advantage for us because we can do some things differently, kind of break up that continuous corn rotation, maybe throw wheat in there, follow it up with a cover crop that we could graze with our cows, you know, get some extended grazing on that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that all benefits the soil and benefits all of us in the long run.
I see you got something about water data, too, so coming off a fairly dry period here, I think that sounds interesting.
Oh, ridiculously dry.
So the Twin Platte Natural Resources District, Kent Miller and Ann Demmett will be in to talk about their water data program. So basically what they're doing is using technology to estimate how much water is being pumped on your field, and they keep track of that, you know, by minute. Wow. And then also for the season, which really kind of goes back to that taps concept that we've talked about in the past. You know, what are you pumping versus your neighbors? And really can kind of help you benchmark your management strategies. Are you pumping enough water? Are you pumping too much? Just helps us be more efficient if we know, you know, what's totally being pumped across the district.
And it measures how much water is being pumped by the minute, did you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a couple different ways to do that. One is they have access to the electric meter. So if it's an electric well, you know, they know how many kilowatt hours are being pumped.
Sure.
And they'll come out and they'll do a pump test so they know how much water is being pumped by the minute.
Okay.
The second way is if you've got a diesel, they've got a counter. So every time that flywheel goes around on that diesel engine, it counts that. And again, they do a pump test and estimate how much water is being pumped by the minute for every revolution or 1,000 revolutions of that flywheel. So
talk about precision farming. It's getting pretty precise.
It really is. And you know, I had an old professor tell me one time, you know, you can't make decisions if you don't have good data. And this is going to be great data for our producers to understand what's going on.
Well, it sounds like a great conference, and it's Thursday, August 26th.
Thursday, August 26th. If you'd like to come, go to our website, go.unl.edu/5HGR. So go.unl.edu/5HGR, or you can call out at the Research Center and get a hold of us and let us know you're coming so we got enough food for everybody.
Chuck, anything else you want to add this morning, sir?
The only thing I will mention is that last session in the afternoon using technology and crop management, looking at satellite imagery, looking at sensors, looking at the color of the light reflected off the leaf will tell us if we have enough nitrogen in our fields or not. Really allows us to be much more efficient in our farming operations in terms of water and nitrogen management. So I'm really looking forward to that session as well.
That sounds interesting. And it looks like it closes with Farms of the Future.
Yeah, so that's a new initiative coming from USDA. There's going to be some funding, so UNL will write a grant application and see if we can get some of that funding. But you know, what does the future of the farm look like 10, 15, 20 years from now? Is it going to be all technologies? Everybody going to need to have the latest and greatest technology? Or do we really focus back on the soil health concept? You know, is that something where we can maybe get away from using some organic fertilizers, some pesticides, and things like that? So it'll be an interesting discussion where that goes. And we'll see if we can get some grant funding to do some more research in the area.
And it's from 8 to 4 o'clock.
Yep.
So basically all day.
Open the doors at 8. We'll start off with grain sorghum pancakes. So come out and eat some pancakes with us, and the session will get started about 8:45. We should finish about 4 o'clock.
Well, Chuck, we appreciate the time. Wish you good luck next Thursday. Encourage folks to attend.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick news break on KODY.